The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday evening's action in Roscommon. We're back in Roscommon, but this time we're over hurdles this evening. It's a national hunt card to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Hello, mate. I'm good, mate. Yeah, good.
Good. A bit of jumps action to look forward to this evening?
We have, yes. Yeah. Judged on the action last night at Roscommon. Should be pretty exciting stuff. Big fields, decent ground. One or two nice races as well. So, yeah, always upbeat, mate. Always upbeat.
You've got to be, haven't you?
Totally.
Good stuff. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race this evening is the 5:50, and we start with a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. And as we usually get in Ireland with these maiden hurdles, there's probably only a few of them to concentrate on. The likes of Voluptur, Ningbo Express, Mersian, and then you're probably going to struggle to find something bigger than that. What would you make of this, Andy? Is it only a few to concentrate on?
I should say so. Yeah, I mean, Ningbo Express sets a reasonable standard. He's got a rating of 117. He's just been a bit unlucky, rather than having his resolution put into question on his last two or three starts. Obviously, Plinth was just too good for him down in Ballinrobe, and he'd be a good 135-plus horse. And then Little King Robin got the better of her last time out in a bit of a ding-dong seesaw finish in the latter stage of that race. So, you know, she's got another good opportunity here, this tight tracksuit suit, but she's up against Voluptua here, and I really do like this horse. I'm still a little bit at a loss to explain how this horse hasn't managed to win on either of his last two starts, to be perfectly honest. Particularly last time out, he just bumped into a nice horse called Ballycorus here over this course and distance, and the pair of them pulled well clear in the latter stages. They really did quicken up well, those two. And the fact that Voluptua was trying to give the winner £7 was probably obviously a slight negative in the latter stages. But the form, I think, is pretty good of this race. Everything that's come out of it so far has run quite well. Poetic Lord, who I tipped at Bellystown on Sunday, ran really well in finishing third in a good maiden hurdle, and that was well beat, as I said, back in fourth. So I actually think this is the best piece of individual form going into the race. He's a lovely horse as well, Voluptua. Definitely make a chase. I think he won further than 2 miles and probably a stiffer track in future, but he's definitely the one I want to get with here. I think he's got the most scope for improvement.
Okay, on to the second race next, and the 6:20, and this is a novice hurdle for 4-year-olds and over that are rated 123 or less at time of declaration. It's over 2.5 miles, and several of these coming into this in winning form. Andy, Dancing Row, Ellie Mia, Johnny Suku, and Riverside City all won their last start. It's quite a good race, isn't it?
Yeah, as they love to say in Ireland, it's a winners of one novice hurdle, and actually William Hill have just pinged their prices up as well, and they've got a reasonable price about a horse. I think it's going to be a good bet here in this race. So certainly, I think she's well overpriced. And that's Ella Mia, Jim Draper's mare, chalked up at 6-1 by William Hill this morning, which does look a rather tasty-looking morsel for her. I'm sitting. She really improved last time out when they stepped her up in trip. Prior to that, she'd been running over 2 miles and just getting slightly done for toe. But that stamina test, which was seen here on the 10th of June, really did play into her strengths. They went a good gallop, and Easter Hunt, who was second in that race, he set a really good standard going into that contest. And they got strung out in the latter stages, but Ella Mia really did relish every yard of that trip. Back in the field around about 5th or 6th was a horse called 8 to Late, and that won at Limerick on Sunday. The speed figure was very good, and the circuit time was by far and away the best that was achieved on that particular evening. The second best was by a horse called Take Your Cap Off, who was given a horrendous ride by his pilot at Bellystown the other day. But I think this form's really okay, you know. Certainly above average for the time of year. Decent race this, don't get me wrong, but I do think Ella Mia's got a massive, massive chance, and certainly better than a 6-1 chance. I'd make her one of the favourites to win this, and I'll be surprised if she doesn't run as well as I suggest. So Ella Mia, really strong vote there in that 6:20, one of the best bets on the card at 6-1.
Okay, one of the best bets on the card then, Elamir in the 6.20. The 6.50 is the third race on the card. This is a Martinstown opportunity, maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. And we'll start here with Tika Light, Andy, who's down at the bottom of the weights there. She wears the blinkers for the first time, and this is probably the easiest task she's had for a long time.
Yeah, arguably, yeah. I mean, this is an horrendous race, in all honesty. I've paid very, very little attention to it and suggest that you treat it with a good degree of caution. The positives, as you say, at least one career victory in its life, and that was in a point-to-point. She's yet to get ahead in front in 12 subsequent outings over hurdles and, of course, National Hunt flat races and chases, etc., etc. She didn't run too badly last time at Little Stone. She has the blinkers on and the services as well of Johnny Burke, who arguably is the best conditional jockey by some way over in Ireland. So one or two, at least, you know, plus signs there in the direction of Tika Light. And the other one who I thought ran quite well in a decent handicap last time out, which has to be considered here, is Stop Road Lad. And certainly the way he finished off his race last time out down in Garran, you'd like to think that stepping back up in trip would be a positive step rather than a backward step. That's certainly the indication I was taking out of that run the other day. I mean, it wasn't a particularly strong handicap. The likes of City Line, who, you know, he's a 20-odd runner maiden, was back in third, but at least, you know, it comes here in reasonably good order, which can't be said for quite a few of these. So if the blinkers work for Tika Light, that could be the way that this race goes. But Stop Road Lad looks fairly solid. He's likely to run his race, and that's basically all I'm looking at in when I'm tipping one for this 6.50.
Okay, moving on to the 7.20 next then, race 4 on the card, and this is a handicap hurdle of 3 miles, and I was quite intrigued by Golden Kite here, Andy, obviously better known now as a chaser, having won the Connaught National and the Munster National as well, much lower over hurdles, so do you think you can take advantage of a £21 lower mark here?
I can't believe this horse isn't a fairly short price favourite to win this race, Mark, to be perfectly honest. I'm amazed that several firms, William Hill, up to the point, not included, have gone as big as 4-1, 7-2 for this Golden Kite. I'd have this horse in at least bare minimum the price that it's been put in the racing post, but probably I wouldn't be prepared to lay it even at that price. I think it should be a good deal shorter. As you say, a huge, huge class drop, and if it can take advantage of what is a very, very lenient-looking hurdle mark, he really must take this at a track where he's obviously already shown his prowess. He's 2-2 at the course, both of them in the Connaught National in 2013, and indeed following up this year on the 9th of June. Always travelling well in the hands of Johnny Burke. Sealed it with a nice turn of foot in between two out and the last, and held on quite nicely on the run-in to beat Cherry Antor. There were lots and lots of in-form, well-fancied horses in behind. It just looked a thoroughly reliable, solid-looking handicap, and off a mark of 114. Now the horse is rated 130s over fences. This would be an open goal, completely and utterly fluffed by Adrian Maguire's 12-year-old if it doesn't win. Ground's in its favour, track's in its favour. Johnny Burke takes a 5 off as well, just to put the icing on the cake. Get stuck in, best bet on the card, Golden Kite, or whatever price William Hill priced it up this morning.
Okay, Golden Kite then, the best bet on the card this evening. The 7.50 is race 5 on the card, and this is a 2-mile handicap hurdle for 4-year-olds and over, rated 80 to 95, and it's probably going to be wide open. And we haven't quite got it priced up just yet, but I imagine we're going somewhere like 5-1, 92 of the field at least, won't we?
I would imagine so, yeah. You'd think the likes of Benelux Park and Die Green would be up there vying for favouritism, and Bohurna Lady as well would be another one on everyone's shortlist. But I've looked a little bit further down the line and looked outside the box a little bit for one at a much bigger price, and that's The Yellow Bin, written by Paul Carberry. And I thought this horse ran reasonably well in a very good race down in Ballinrobe the other day, which is working out quite nicely, thank you very much. The winner, X Squared, who posted a good speed figure to win on that occasion, has subsequently bolted up the other day at Bellierstown, boosting the form. And if we didn't need any further indication that race is of a very decent standard for the grade, Top Chief came over to Perth the other day from the Gordon Elliott stable, and he won as well. And he finished 7th in that race. So very small sample sizes are telling us that race down in Ballinrobe was quite good for the time of year. And in the first time Tong Tai, this Yellow Bin showed up really prominently for a horse that was almost languishing at the weights, really. I know it carried 9.7, but if that was in the UK, of course, would be £7 out of the handicap. And this is more of its grade. Obviously, you've got to take it on trust that the horse handles this track. And, of course, his trainer, Steve Mahan's horses often run well at Ballinrobe. And, you know, they sometimes when they go elsewhere, they don't always perform up to the same standard. But this horse is likely to be chalked up around about 12, 14 to 1 this morning. And with that form, probably arguably one of the best pieces of form on show, I think we can afford to have a few quid at this horse at a nice price.
Okay, the yellow bin each way then in the 750. Moving on to the penultimate race, the 820, race 6 on the card, and this is a 2.5 mile bumper. And there's quite a few newcomers in here, so it'd be it'd probably pay to take a check on the market later on. But of those that have run, Andy, that's nice. Caught the eye last time, went third on his bumper debut. Do you see him improving on that?
Yeah, he did catch the eye, yes. Correct, Mark, yes. And in a race like this, I'm just going to keep it fairly simple, really. I'm tipping a horse who ran well last time out, first of all. And then also as well over the same course as well. So we know he goes well at Roscommon. That was achieved in a race that was won by William Mullins' new kid in town. And it certainly paid to be on the speed as well in that race. They didn't go overly quick. And when they did, the tempo did increase coming out the back straight. Those at the head of the field certainly had a huge advantage. So it's quite significant that That's Nice was the only one who made any kind of discernible ground from the back of the field. He was probably, you know, beyond mid-division with 4 furlongs to run. But he ended up manoeuvring himself into third with a powerful late finish, certainly suggesting that A, he's got plenty of ability, and B, that he'll be suited to a step-up in trip. There's not many 2.5 mile bumpers around, and lo and behold, Michael Horrigan's managed to find a 2.5 mile bumper race back at Roscommon 3 weeks after he'd already run well at the same track. So everything really set fair for That's Nice to go well. He's probably going to be chalked up favourite. I don't know enough about the other horses to suggest whether that's a great price or not, but he's certainly going to be the selection anyway.
Okay, that's nice then. In the 8.20, and the final race this evening is the 8.50. We finish with a mare's bumper for lady riders over 2 miles. So an all-girls affair to finish with, Andy. Who do you like for the lucky last?
Quite a few, actually, there on the shortlist here. I thought Hello Sweetie, Cruising Down the River, and Barna Hash Rose were the three to concentrate on. They all ran really well in decent bumpers last time out. But the big eye-catcher for me was this Hello Sweetie, who went through that race at Ballinrobe the other day like a really good mare. She was obviously quite well found in the market. She only went off an 8-1 chance on debut, suggesting that she was quite good because, you know, you wouldn't expect her trainer to be having too many bumper winners first time out. And to be fair, she looked like winning. It was quite incredible, really. She travelled, as I say, really strongly, went to the front off the elbow, as it is at Ballinrobe on that sharp home turn. Went a length or two clear with about a furlong and a half to run, and then inside the final furlong, drifted onto the far rail, onto the swamp, and it allowed Gordon Elliott's Bell Walks Day to come and pick a pocket late on. But I felt as though that was a bit unjust, really. I thought she was the best horse in the race. And hopefully her high cruising speed and much better ground that she's running on today are playing to her strengths. And Rachel Blackmore can certainly do the job in the saddle. So plenty of positives in the direction of Hello Sweetie in the last.
Okay, Hello Sweetie then, to take the lucky last. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, not a bad night tonight, Roscommon. Hopefully get off to a good start with Voluptu in the first. I would say the second best bet on the card at the prices is El Amir, off the back of a really good speed figure over this course and distance last time out. Moving on to the 650, a race really best forgotten, even analysing it before the race, but Stop Road Lad with my token suggestion there. The 720, the best bet on the card, and the Nappy's Golden Kite. Just take whatever you can on the early morning prices. In the 750, I'm going to go one from outside the box. The Yellow Bin ran well in a good race, which is working out well down in Ballinrobe the last day. Onto the last two races, the two bumpers. That's Nice ran well over the course last time out. Up in trip, he should go well for Michael Horrigan in the 8.20. In the 8.50, the final race, Hello Sweetie, caught the eye with a really good run on her debut. Hopefully she can go one place better tonight.
Okay, good stuff. I've just noticed the prices. I've come through for the 7.20, Andy, by the way, and it's 5-2 for Golden Kite this morning. So
yeah,
that's not too bad.
That's the price I'd have it in at. Yeah. But yeah, that seems fair enough.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections and enjoy Roscommon this evening.
Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.